Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a very looking forward to our great visit with, as we always do, with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the founding partner and the CEO of Business Advancement. She's the author of a number of books, including Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she is one of our top management experts in the brain trust. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. I know one of the things you want to talk about today is the classic term that we've all used over the years, the elephant in the room.
Now,
this, when I first heard about this term, this metaphor, it was a personal situation. The family's elephant in the room, you know, an elephant is this thing that's in the middle of the living room that nobody wants to talk about, but it's this huge thing that everybody has to walk around, everybody has to deal with, everybody has to make sure they don't upset the elephant. But and it's in the way, and it's causing problems, but nobody wants to talk about it. In the family way, the first time I heard it, somebody had a drinking problem.
And nobody wanted
to talk about it, but it was really affecting the family.
Yes. So you're right, Jim. Elephants can be personal. They can be in any facet of life. And, of course, in the line of work that we do, especially with helping companies to get to the next level of growth and dealing with the organizational issues, especially along with the strategic ones, I'm talking about it with regard to organizational
mm-hmm.
elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a very large organization to have an elephant.
Well, even if you're a small organization, it could be a small elephant, but it's still in the way.
Well, if it's a small organization, it can be a huge elephant. It can be a huge elephant. You need two people. I remember one company where there were two brothers, and it was a small company. It was a small business, and these two brothers would not talk about what was getting in the way of the growth of their business, and yet they both knew it. And so when I asked them about their goals, one said, I'm not going to tell you if he's in the room, and I'm not going to tell you if he's in the room. And I said, guys, you know, write it down. And they were there, you know, like with their arms curled around the paper, and they're all writing it out. But the point was this honking elephant was in the room, and they had to get it out. And they're not atypical. This was a successful mm-hmm. business, incidentally. And
isn't it amazing how people are somehow find a way to survive? I won't call it success, but to survive in spite of themselves.
Well, it is interesting, but you know, it's fascinating the extent to which I've seen people go to preserve illusions is really what they are, these elephants in the room. And I understand why, because there's a desire to avoid unnecessary conflicts, maintain relationships, or to be seen as a team player. All of these things feed into it. And the other thing, Jim, that I see is the importance of talking about it now is that elephants thrive in times of uncertainty mm-hmm. and of times of change. And what are we dealing with? More change and more uncertainty
That's right.
and more complexity than we've ever
mm-hmm.
had. You and I have talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes very important to recognize that an elephant, while we all want to have it stay in place, I mean, that's the whole point, that it erodes trust. It wastes time,
And elephants create casualty lists.
Oh, huge casualty
that's
lists.
That's the thing that I've tried to point out to people, is that even if your business somehow manages, and you and I have seen this, I've gone into businesses that were, you know, we're 10, 20, 30, 40 years old, and they somehow managed to be successful, to survive and exist with this huge elephant in the room. but not without a casualty list. And the casualty list could be people who just couldn't work for them anymore, or people who were working there but who were unhappy.
Well, that's right. And or there were opportunities that were being missed. I mean, I've seen this any number of times.
Right.
Everybody is so busy focusing on preserving the illusion that is the elephant that I've seen where opportunities have just scooted by because people couldn't do what it took.
Right. And the elephants oftentimes in a small business is something that was installed by the owner.
And it can be.
But usually in a small business, the owner, and because the other people in the business don't want to tell the owner, you know, boss, you know, we got this problem here that you created. What are we going to do about it? We're going to get Pam to help us with that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.